In this first freeze of the season, good news for allergy sufferers like myself, Mark Weber of Garden Talk. You're not the only one happy this morning.
Hushu! Hushu! You know where the hushu comes from?
Please tell me.
All these people that blow their leaves. They blow their leaves to the street.
I'm going to take your advice. I'm going to mow my leaves this year. Yes, I am.
And you're
going to
save your municipality millions of dollars. Folks, do not rake your leaves. Do not blow them to the street. Mow them down. And you will save yourself and save your landscape and build lots of organic matter in your soil.
This is Shepard Smith. You're listening to the Miami Valley's home for Fox News.
And I'm Larry Hanskin, host of Miami Valley's Morning News, where we tell you the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes.
And I'm Jamie Dupree in Washington, D.C. When we're not doing the news, we're talking about the news.
And we're starting right now. Our Ask the Expert weekend continues on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And a good Saturday morning to each and every one of you, and welcome to hour number two of this legendary broadcast called Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. And of course, Garden Talk starts every Saturday morning at the waking hour of 6, and we run to the 9 o'clock hour. And this show is all about helping you with your yard, garden, and landscape. And I do so by you calling me at 457-1290, and this is where you get to talk to me. My name is Mark Weber. I have hosted this show for over 25 years. I have a couple degrees from The Ohio State University in horticulture. I'm a master nursery landscape technician. Additionally, I am a certified arborist that is a board certified master arborist. Less than 2% of all the certified arborists in the world are a board certified master arborist. So when you call Garden Talk at 457-1290, you're going to get the most up to date, the most cutting edge information, and you're also going to get information that's going to be the best practices of how your landscape will do long term. And I love to talk to you at 457-1290. That's 457-1290. We'll be happy to talk to each and every one of you. And I see that Rich is asleep this morning. So let's head to Wapakoneta and let's go talk to Annette. Annette, good morning.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? How are you? How's things at Wapakoneta?
I haven't gone outside at this point.
Okay.
It's a little too cold.
Okay. How can we help you, Annette?
Yes, I have an apple tree out in our yard, and I was just wondering, you know, since it froze last night, I imagine I should probably go out and start getting the apples off the apple tree.
What variety of apple is it, Annette?
I have no idea.
Okay. Well, let me give you a little couple of tips on how to determine when to pick apples, okay?
Okay.
It's probably one of the easiest fruits to know when to eat. When to harvest is by the taste test. Are these apples yellow or green, or what color are they when you harvest?
Red.
Red? Are they pretty red right now?
Yeah, fairly red.
Okay. Uh-huh. What I want you to do is take a couple apples off of the sunniest side of the tree, okay?
Uh-huh.
And wash them off real good, and then just take a big bite out of them. And if you bite into it, and you can taste more sugars than you can starches to your palate, that's when you should harvest the apples. Unlike their cousins, the pears, which we pick only when they're green, we have to determine how to harvest a pear by cutting it open and looking for black seeds within the cavity of the pear. But in case of apples, you want to literally take a bite out of the apple and see where the sugar content is. If it tastes fairly sweet to your palate, then it's time to pick. Isn't that an easy way to find out which ones to pick and which ones not to pick?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And generally speaking, if you get if you bite into it and you taste taste a fairly sweet flavor or a flavor that's typical for the variety in which you're growing, then you know you're there. And if it tastes kind of green and starchy, then you probably should leave it on the tree a little longer. Okay? And it does. The cold weather like this will not hurt apples, by the way.
Oh,
it would have
that's
to.
That's one question I was going to
ask.
It would not.
It would not hurt an apple. In fact, it's probably going to improve the flavor by this kind of cold temperatures. Okay.
Oh, okay. And that question you were asking, you know, about temperatures.
Yeah.
I got no idea.
You don't have no idea. So, in other words, if it stays this dry, as dry as what we are here. And it's the first week of January, and it's 10 degrees above zero. What is the temperature of the soil going to be, Annette?
I have no idea.
Okay. Stay tuned and stay listening, because you'll learn really soon, okay?
Oh, okay.
Take good
care.
So
I should be going out, and I should probably water this tree and
I would highly,
my other trees.
Yeah, I would water all your trees, ma'am. Give them a big drink of water, because they'll sure return the favor come next year when they look nice and are growing. For those who do not water right now, Annette, they are going to have a lot of bills to pay out in removals and repairs to their trees and plants and landscaping if they don't water. That's my prediction. Is if we they'll set the 30-day forecast is for continued dry weather. And if people don't start watering their trees, they are going to be paying a lot of money come next year. Okay?
One other question.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, my son and I, you know, we live here, and we got quite a bit of grass on the around. And I was just wondering, should we rake up the grass and put it off to a side?
So when you mow the grass, that's what you're asking?
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, just take the grass and chew it up and throw it right back on the lawn again. Because all those grass clippings, all they do is refeed the lawn. And they additionally also will improve the tilt of the soil, and you'll also will also add a significant amount of elemental nitrogen back into the soil by just keeping the grass clippings back on the lawn as you mow the grass. Okay?
Even if it is a whole lot of grass?
If you keep chopping them up with the mower, you'll return them back to the earth. Don't rake them.
Okay.
Okay, good luck to you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. 457-1290. And so the question remains, Mr. Eric. If it's as dry as it is now, or maybe drier, by January 1st of 2016, and it's 10 degrees above zero, what is the temperature of the soil to the roots of your plants if it's 10 degrees outside? 457-1290, and... who's up next? Let's go to Beaver Creek and talk to Ray. Hi, Ray.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Ray. How can we help you?
Good. I bought some rose bushes from a local establishment in the spring, and they flourished quite well. In fact, some of them have grown, you know, pretty big. Some of the stems are like maybe 4 feet tall or so, maybe taller than like the rest of the bush. So. And some haven't done so well. So I guess my question is, when would you prune these and to what size? And the second part of the question is, I bought a soil sample kit to check the dirt in my garden and the patio area where I do have the bushes. And I was wondering, depending on the results that I find out from the soil test, when would I fertilize the soil to get the pH up and the other things that are necessary to make things grow well?
Good questions. First of all, the worst time to prune a rose and most flowering shrubs is now.
All right.
Let's lay that flat out. Roses, we typically do a hard prune sometime in March, early April.
All right.
And does that answer? And then from there, if they're shrub roses, typically I would say that's about all that and maybe one more hard prune midsummer.
All right.
And they'll do great for you.
All right. When you say hard prune, so do you cut them, like one of them is, some of the stems on are like 4 feet tall or so. Do I just cut them back to like maybe 2 feet or to a certain height?
Oh, you got to get more draconian than that. We're talking like 6 inches, 8 inches above the soil line.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Just think of, Jim, think of shrub roses as perennials on steroids.
Okay.
They like to be pruned. Pruning makes them happy. Pruning causes them to trigger and spread their hormones, so to speak, all over the buds that are left, and get it will get them to grow more rapidly and be more full and give you more flowers and blooms. Okay?
Okay, very good.
On the soil test question. Unfortunately, Jim, these kits that you're referring to are very inaccurate.
All right.
And in the world of fertility, accuracy is everything, okay?
All right.
More plants are screwed up by people not fertilizing incorrectly. I'll give you a quick example. I have a client in Springfield who has been struggling with a manganese deficiency for a long time. He chose to go a different path, and he chose to fertilize his oak trees with a palm fertilizer that was high in manganese. Okay.
Yes.
He calls me up and he's in a panic because the leaves of his oak trees are fried. All right. And he thinks it's anthracnose. Well, my review of the photograph showed, I said, this is fertilizer burn. We additionally suggested that the client do a foliar analysis where we collected leaves off of this oak tree, send it to the lab. The lab came back and showed the severe manganese deficiency, as I suspected. But the interesting part was, of the 17 mineral elements that were tested in the laboratory, and we got literally pinpointed down to parts per million. That's how much we know what's inside the plant.
Right.
His sulfur level was 3.5 times the normal sulfur level that would be found in a plant.
Wow.
From the use, one application, and I want to say inappropriate application, of a palm fertilizer.
All right.
And so he only made the situation worse. So what I'm going to suggest is twofold, Ray. One, I'm going to suggest you get a soil test done. Soil test means the soil is collected and sent to a laboratory.
All right.
The laboratory then gives the results back to a person who can understand what those results are, who can write you a report regarding what to do with that information.
All right.
What laboratories do is give you analysis and data. They don't tell you how to take the data and put it into real life. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because the problem that a lot of people get when they get these soil tests back, that I get these emails all the time. Well, Mark, I said that I need to apply blah, blah, blah. I said, well, yeah, but what is your soil texture? What tree and plant are you trying to grow? What is the bed situation? So in other words, you need someone that's going to literally do an inspection on your site, look at what you're doing, collect the sample, send it to the lab, and then write you back a report regarding what to do.
Okay. All right.
My company does that. Typically in Dayton, Ohio, we charge a whopping $95 for all that work. You typically, from me, you get an 18 to 22 page report back. I've been told that I write textbooks these days. But what you will get back from me is an analysis second to none. And my analysis on these things is pretty much straightforward. I tell you, this is what you need to do as far as fertility. This is what you need not to do with fertility. And then from there, you'll be good. The general rule with, and you can screw up roses big time by over-fertilizing.
Right.
So, you know, soil test kits, they're all right. They're anecdotal. They don't give you precise data. And precise data is what really matters when it comes to fertility. Okay?
Well, all right. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Ray. And then I hope you have a glorious, glorious day. And enjoy. Oh, and do you know the answer to the question, Ray?
I heard it, and I do not know.
If it's 10 degrees Fahrenheit outside, the soils are as dry as they are right now, Ray. And, Ray, you fail to water your landscape and your trees. What is the temperature of the soil at 3 inches below grade on January 1st when it's 10 degrees Fahrenheit?
Yeah.
You don't know?
I do not know. No, I'd have to throw out a number, but I don't want to embarrass myself, so I do not know the answer.
Stay tuned, Ray, because we will give you the answer. Someone out there knows the answer to this question. Take care of yourself, okay?
All right. Thank you, sir.
When we come back, what do you think? Is it 45 below zero? Is it 32 below zero? Is it 10 degrees Fahrenheit? What is the number? 457-1290 on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekends on the Miami Valley Radio Station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
For Good News in Dayton, this is Marty Grunder from Grunder Landscaping Company. One of the most nervous feelings a parent can have is teaching their young person how to drive. I have three young drivers in my house and a fourth is on the way. My three daughters all learned how to drive safely and smartly at Professional Driving Systems, or PDS. PDS in Kettering is run by retired law enforcement professional Jeff Caldwell and his wife Sherry. All their instructors are current or former police officers who have seen what can happen if you don't drive safely and smartly. Longtime Centerville Police Officer James Stevenson has taught my three daughters how to drive, and he'll teach my son how to drive soon. I can recommend the small business without hesitation. Go to their website at www.pdsdrivingschool.com for details. So to Jeff and Sherry Caldwell and the whole team at PDS, your good news for Dayton.
Good News in Dayton is brought to you by Grunder Landscaping Company, Park and Go Airport Parking in West Banco Bank. For more info, visit goodnewsindayton.com.
And now it's time to play What is the Oilery?
Isn't it a restaurant?
Incorrect.
Possibly a gas station?
No bueno.
What is that? Is that baseball? No, not the baseball. Football?
An olive oil store, but with many different kinds of infusions.
That's correct!
With over 25 Italian extra virgin olive oils and balsamic vinegars to sample, the Oilery is America's original olive oil bar store. Don't forget to ask about our Friends of Mona discount program. Stop in today. The Oilery at the Green.
Welcome to the Life Plan Minute with Dan Hipes, featuring wisdom from his free ebook, Change Your Advisor, Change Your Life.
Dan, the debates have gotten some of our listeners, I know, really fired up about the upcoming election.
Well, Larry, voting for the president is an epic example of our freedoms. That's why people are passionate about it.
I also think, though, they maybe get a little stressed out about it, too.
That's because the combination of the election and its impact on the stock market can make people a bit anxious.
We've got a long way to go.
That's the reason why I posted on my blog what you can do to stay calm about your investments during the election cycle.
And you can find the Life Plan Wisdom blog right there on Dan's website, lifeplanfg.com. Remember, Dan and his team are fee-only financial planners.
Today's wisdom is brought to you by Life Plan Financial Group, 937-438-8000, or lifeplanfg.com. When life happens, call Life Plan.
Right now at Camping World, they're celebrating the chance to create new memories with your family and friends. Explore the outdoors in a new RV and sleep six for only $99 a month. Camping World has hundreds of new and used RVs to fit every lifestyle. Plus, shop parts and accessories to complete the perfect outdoor celebration. Stop by Camping World in Richmond, Indiana today to create long-lasting memories in a new RV. Or shop online at campingworld.com. Payments to qualified buyers with approved credit. Subject to lender terms, see dealer for full offer details and disclaimers. Offer expires 10/24/15.
In Forevermark's pursuit of absolute beauty, every Forevermark diamond undergoes a journey of rigorous selection. That's why less than 1% of the world's diamonds are worthy of the Forevermark inscription, a promise of beauty, rarity, and responsible sourcing. This holiday season, light up your smile with the Forevermark diamond. Forevermark, a diamond is forever. Come to Elizabeth Diamond Company to see an outstanding selection of Forevermark diamonds.
The Elizabeth Diamond Company in Centerville and Troy.
If you haven't shopped EDC, you're not done shopping yet.
Looking for a place for a fall family get-together? The automatic choice is Jerry's Restaurant, just east of Kmart at 320 West National Road in Englewood. A meeting place for loved ones. Enjoy a delicious lunch or dinner. Tasty entrees, subs and sandwiches, salads and desserts. Open 11 till 7 weekdays. A locally owned family restaurant that specializes in catering too. Jerry's Restaurant. Englewood Florist is the place to make special people happy for Sweetest Day this Saturday. Come to their destination location at 701 West National Road. Choose a beautiful bouquet that can be delivered wherever you want to send your best. Plus a dozen roses for just $12. Cash and carry while they last. Call to order 836-9927. Action Tire and Auto Center, located at 113 South Main in Englewood, is your complete auto service center, and they're having a Cooper Tire sale with special rebates now. For over 40 years, Action Tire is your one stop to keep your vehicle on the road during cold winter months. Action Tire and Auto Center is just a call away. 836-1550.
I love the adventure of visiting Wagner Subaru in Fairborn. Our lifestyle is really active, and I need a vehicle that can keep up. knowledgeable, low-pressure sales staff, a great service department, and a selection of all-wheel drive vehicles means I'm ready for my next adventure. I love the new Wagner Subaru, and I love where it takes us.
Visit Wagner Subaru in Fairborn, the 10th oldest Subaru dealership in the U.S., with over 110 years of combined Subaru experience.
Dachslagers is our name.
Mum's the word. The plant that says fall is chrysanthemum. At Stockslager's Greenhouse and Garden Center has a huge selection, including bushel basket-sized Belgian mums. Plant mums now and enjoy vivid fall color. Don't forget to plant your fall bulbs. They arrive Labor Day weekend, just 1 mile west of New Lebanon on U.S. 35. Remember, mum's the word. Chrysanthemum. Get yours now.
Stockslager's Greenhouse and Garden Center.
Fall.
Fall flea fun.
Fall flea fun.
This weekend, bring your family to the flea markets of Caesar Creek.
And Wilmington.
And Treasure Isles.
And Monroe.
Enjoy indoor-outdoor shopping at specialty shops, jewelry, antiques, arts and crafts, fresh produce, clothing and collectibles.
Tools, toys, sporting goods, vintage and brand new merchandise, plus food and entertainment.
And admission is free.
Caesar Creek Flea Market.
And Treasure Isles Flea Market.
Where two fleas are better than one.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 8800 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 8800.
You got green tomatoes and want to know what to do with them? I can tell you a little bit later today how to wrap them up in newspaper and preserve the harvest. Let's first check out the updated weather forecast from News Center 7.
Well, as we head throughout the morning hours, some frost is possible to start, but then more sunshine is expected, and that will help temperatures get up into the upper 40s to near 50. Overnight tonight, mostly clear skies. Overnight lows will be dropping into the upper 20s, so a cold start to your Sunday, but then once again with more sunshine, we'll climb up into the middle 50s Sunday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brett Coller on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
A current scan of the new live Doppler HD7 radar is clear, and we're resting at 32 degrees on the station that you depend on for weather, traffic, and news. News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group Ohio. Now, back to Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Well, folks, we are getting ready to go into the newsroom, and when we come back, we'll take your calls at 457-1290. Nobody's answered the question. If it's 10 degrees outside and the soils are very dry, what is the ambient temperature of the soil? 457-1290 on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. On air, online at WHIO.com and at the WHIO app. The home of Fox News and the Miami Valley. Your news starts now.
It's 7:30. I'm Ron Otto. Our top local story. Cops investigating a shooting in Dayton this morning.
Well, a cold and frosty start to the day, but then more sunshine is expected this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brett Coller. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
From the AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO 24-hour team traffic center, no major issues on the roads this morning. Your drive time on southbound 75 from US 40 to 35 is about 14 minutes. Top story. Two people injured in a shooting on Ferndale Avenue. We're hearing one person was shot in the leg, taken to Good Samaritan Hospital. Another victim is at Miami Valley Hospital. No word on their conditions this hour, but cops continue to investigate. Freeze warning in effect for the entire Miami Valley. Storm Center 7 meteorologist Brett Coller has more.
It is colder than it was this time yesterday. In fact, most of us are between 5 and even 15 degrees colder right now.
That freeze warning is in effect until 10 o'clock. AM.
Dayton's 24-hour news is AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Continuing news now.
Pair of house fires reported overnight in Piqua. Crews say there were no injuries as a home on Kitt Street is severely damaged.
Yeah, everybody was safely self-evacuated. We initiated an interior attack, got to the scene of the fire and got it put out.
The home's occupant says the fire may have started in the attic after he plugged in a lamp he was working on, and firefighters believe a Centerville house is a total loss on Lyons Drive. The exact cause of this fire is under investigation. No injuries reported in either fire. A cool front has moved into rural central Texas, where a wildfire was destroyed, or has destroyed, about 50 structures, mostly homes, and consumed more than 7 miles of scorched and bone dry forest land. Fire officials say the cooler weather will favor firefighters, who now have the blaze 40% contained. And two children suffering serious injuries in a crash that injured 7 people in Randolph County, Indiana yesterday. Reports say a head-on crash occurred on State Route 32 as one car attempted to turn onto County Road 900 and was struck by a minivan. Cops say 8-year-old girl and 11-year-old boy suffering serious injuries. They are at Riley Hospital now. The crash is under investigation. The exclusive WHIO Storm Center 7 forecast.
Well, as we head throughout the morning hours, some frost is possible to start, but then more sunshine is expected, and that will help temperatures get up into the upper 40s to near 50. Overnight tonight, mostly clear skies are expected once again, and with the winds calming down, a widespread frost is likely early Sunday. Overnight lows will be dropping into the upper 20s, so a cold start to your Sunday, but then once again with more sunshine, we'll climb up into the middle 50s Sunday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brett Coller on the Miami Valley's Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Latest scan of the live Doppler 7 HD radar. No precipitation on the radar at all. It's 29 in Springfield, 32 in Dayton at 7:33. If news breaks, we break in immediately. I'm Ron Otto on Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station.
AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO, the home of Fox News. We report, you decide.
Being your own boss is pretty cool. You can give yourself the day off, offer yourself a raise, and do whatever you want. On the other hand, you also work 18-hour days, occasionally take a pay cut to help your bottom line, and never quite stop thinking about every little detail. So at Fifth Third Bank, we were curious. Could we reward business owners in a whole new way? And we found one we think you'll like. So now when you open a business checking account with qualifying activities, you'll get $400. It's just our way of showing appreciation for all your hard work. From the bank that's curious about finding ways to help your business succeed. Stop into your local Fifth Third Banking Center and open your business checking account today to get your $400 bonus. Is your bank curious enough to ask these kinds of questions? If it isn't, maybe it's time to switch. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Visit 53.com/400 for details on qualifying activity requirements, which must be met within 60 days of account opening. New business checking account must be opened with a $50 minimum deposit between 10-5 and 11-2015. Member FDIC.
Find new roads to savings at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. The intersection of Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg is the place you'll find dependable transportation. Great deals, no doubt, every day. This one-of-a-kind dealership destination defines the very best vehicle value. You'll always find a great deal at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. Discover their big city selection of trucks, cars, vans, and SUVs. If you need a special truck, see Dave Kale. They specialize in getting the truck you want. Dave says you'll always get a warm reception at his dealership.
We urge you to take the easy country drive where you'll find no hassles, minimum time at the dealership, plus our great selection of GM-certified used vehicles.
Find new roads to Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks, Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg. Visit their website at DaveKehlChevrolet.com. Call 1-800-886-1000 to get started. See why people from all over this region know where to really save. Dave Kale Chevrolet. Spice up your candlelight dining experience for Sweetest Day this weekend at China Dynasty in Centerville. Enjoy Chef Steve's authentic Asian bistro cuisine, an amazing selection of special dinners from which to choose. 9142 Dayton Lebanon Pike in Centerville, where Saturday sushi specials are best. Stop by and enjoy their new lunch specials, too. Call 433-1212 for Sweetest Day reservations. When the leaves begin to fall, cold weather driving's not far behind. For 25 years, the Centerville area has trusted their vehicles to Dare Automotive, 21 Marco Lane. Complete Auto Service for foreign domestic. ASC certified. Get your vehicles ready for winter now, including brake service. Dare Automotive, open 8 to 5:30 Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5 Friday. The best authentic Mexican food around, you'll find it at La Piñata Restaurant in Centerville Place near Kroger's. Enjoy your sweetest day weekend with savory lunch specials, happy hour beverages, and an extraordinary dinner menu filled with your favorites, prepared the La Piñata way.
WHIO News Time is 7:36. Right now, we continue to monitor news, weather, and traffic on Dayton's only 24-hour newsroom. This is AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
How can you grow a better lawn? Let's go in the grass with Randy Tischer of Green Velvet Sod Farms on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good morning, Mr. Tischer.
Yeah, it's a great morning if you like nice, cold, dry mornings.
It's very dry. In fact, I keep asking this question, and no one seems to want to answer it, Mr. Tischer. If it's as dry as it is now,
yeah,
and it's 10 degrees on January 1st, what is the temperature of the soil going to be around the roots of your turf, around the roots of your trees and shrubs? And no one wants to answer the question.
Well, when it gets to the 1st of January, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, on the 1st of January, what I would do is get up, take my little soil thermometer out, and stick it into the ground, and then I can give you the answer.
I don't need a soil thermometer.
I know you got some scientific way to figure this out, but I'm old school. You know, you walk out there with your thermometer, put it in the ground, and then I can tell Mark everything he wants to know. But until then, you're going to have to fill me in.
Stay tuned. So, Randy, you still got people who want to sow grass seed?
Yeah, you know, we're actually selling grass seed like crazy. There's, you know, it's just like going to Las Vegas. Mark, how lucky do you feel? Grass seed will still germinate. I have no doubt about it. If you water it religiously, fertilize it, water it, do everything that you can possibly can to get it out of the ground, you will still get grass seed to germinate, no doubt about it. The biggest question is whether it will survive until spring, and that's where only Mother Nature has that answer, because if we stay mild, if we don't get freezing, frozen temperatures down in the 20s for any kind of a stretch of time in October or November, then that grass seed has that new plant that just stuck its head out and said, "Hello, world, here I am." It has a chance to get a mature root system developed before we do get into winter, because winter will come eventually. But if we get a stretch of 20-degree temperatures, if the water in the dog dish outside freezes hard as a rock for a number of days, my educated guess is that grass, even though it looks green this fall, it's not going to green back up in the spring. It'll be dead, and you'll be doing it all over again. So it just depends on how lucky you feel.
And I will tell you from a scientific standpoint, yeah. I highly doubtful if it will survive.
Yeah, well, the chances right now don't look all that terrific in this cold temperature. You know, soil temperatures are already very, very close to that 50-55 mm-hmm. degree threshold. You know, no matter how much you water it, no matter how much you go out there and talk to it and encourage it, if the soils are not 50-55 degrees, no amount of love and attention is going to get it to germinate. So, unfortunately, we're heading that way.
The only good, you know, the only good thing about colder weather is, you know what it is that the grubs decide to go deep because they've had enough and they're going to bury themselves deep in the lawn after they.
Yeah, the grubs, and we've already seen activity where those grubs, you know, they're very sensitive to the temperatures in the soil because they know that in order to survive, they've got to get big and fat. They eat here in September and October, and they hopefully store up enough food in their little body to basically go dormant and winter about maybe 10 or 12 inches down into the soil. So yeah, they are heading south. so to speak, in your yard. But, you know, other than that, Mark, everything we've been talking about for the last month, it's drier than a bone.
Mm-hmm.
If you have done any seeding, even a month ago, you still need to water, water, water. You do need to look out for grubs because they're all over the place. And, you know, it's in that respect, been an interesting year.
Mr. Tischer, as always, it's good to hear your voice. And by the way, you wrote all this up at GardenTalkBlog.com, and for everybody.
Yeah, you're proud of me. 3 weeks in a row. I'm on a roll.
I know you're playing really good baseball right now.
Yeah, well, it's called just in time publishing.
Oh, well, that's okay. I'm sure you've been thinking about it. You know,
what I didn't realize is what day it was, and so they all sort of been blending together, and I said, oh my gosh, it's Saturday already, so here we are.
I drove by Green Velvet the other day on my way heading east on I-70, and I saw the water being spread everywhere on Green Velvet sod farms, and I realized that you were trying to get grass seed to come out of the ground.
Yep, yeah, I'm in no different than everybody else. You know, this has been... I've been doing this all my life, Mark, and I'm not sure that I've seen a drier stretch of time right in prime seeding time. Middle of August through the 1st of October is normally the best time of the year to plant grass seed.
Mm-hmm.
We had everything, perfect temperatures, everything we needed except for one little part of it, and that's Mother Nature. It's hit some people here and there better than it's hit me, but I think we've only had 3 or 4 tenths of an inch of rain on that farm that you passed there in the last probably 6 or 8 weeks.
What's interesting is I looked up a couple of things, and I have a journal I keep on weather and plants and things.
Yeah.
And the last time that we were this scary dry in October was in 19, I think it was 86 or 87.
Yeah.
And what's interesting to me is that those years thereafter, we saw a lot of appreciable decline in a number of landscaping plants.
Well,
and,
yeah, and
yep.
Yeah, unlike grass will show you when it doesn't feel good immediately, but I guess you're telling me those trees and shrubs, they take a year or two to really show some of the damage, don't they?
Particularly even with carnivorous plants.
Yep,
and the scary part is that, and we're going to go back to that question again, what happens to the roots of those plants, particularly if there is not adequate moisture next to them, and it goes down to 10 degrees above zero? It's pretty scary stuff, and I'm waiting for that right number to be announced over the airways. We're at the halfway mark of Garden Talk, and nobody's got it yet right.
Well, if they don't get it, then call me up the 1st of January, and I'll give you the answer.
Mr. Tischer, as always, thank you.
Good to talk to you.
Take care, my friend. Bye-bye.
You've been in the grass with Randy Tischer of Green Velvet Sod Farms. Our Ask the Expert phone lines are open to answer your gardening and landscape questions. Call Mark Weber at 457-1290. It's our Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
457-1290 is the number of the dial. What is the answer to the question? If it's bone dry outside and it's 10 degrees above zero, what is the temperature in the first couple inches of soil in the landscape? 457-1290 is the number of the dial, and let's head to the telephone lines and let's go talk to Matt in Piqua. Matt in Piqua, good morning.
Morning. I'm going to take a stab at negative 12.
It's probably going to... Nope.
Okay.
You're close. You're close, but not that close. But it's okay. Thanks for the guess.
My question is, I have a potted hibiscus that I've had for 2 years. I set it outside in the summer, bring it in the winter. And I brought it in 3 weeks ago, maybe four, somewhere around there, when it started getting fairly cold at night.
Sure.
And set it in a window, getting plenty of sun. I looked at it last night, and it looks like a tree. Half the leaves are yellow. Is that a bad thing, or...
It's a good question. What the plant is showing you, Matt, is that it's not getting enough, the same number of foot candles of light that it was getting outside. And what the what the plant is doing is it's compensating. It's losing leaves because there's just not enough sunlight to support the leaves that are there. So what the plant's doing is it's acclimating itself to that light condition. It doesn't mean the plant's in a sudden death spiral or anything like that. Just watch your watering, and that's the part that's important with this conversation. That plant's in shutdown mode, just like most of the plants are in the rest of the world in this part of North America. And shutdown means it's going into a certain degree of dormancy, okay? So what that means is that if you overwater it, and a lot of people have their first reaction is, oh my God, the leaves are yellow, turning brown, I gotta soak it down, right? Well, you could actually do more harm than good. So, you know, water the plant thoroughly, but let it dry out between waterings, and make sure that the container that you got it in has the ability to drain out extra water. Some of these containers nowadays that you buy don't have any drainage holes in the bottom of them. They can be sure death to a plant like a tropical hibiscus. I would say, you know, give it a good drink of water and make sure that it's draining out, and water to the point that it soaks all the way through the root mass. A lot of times watering doesn't soak the root mass thoroughly enough, and you got to really pour it to it to get that root mass thoroughly drenched out, okay? And then when's the last time you fertilized it?
I put I think it was rose tone or ortho hibiscus multi fertilizer and fungus and insect killer on it. Late spring, early summer.
Okay, let's maybe give it a shot of a liquid plant food, something with a high middle number.
Okay.
Follow the directions. Put it, you know, if it says 1 or 2 tablespoons, do that, and give it a shot of some nutrition, because you may have going on there too, Matt. You may have a little chlorosis going on, and basically chlorosis means that the chloroplasts that are inside the leaf, and that's the place where photosynthesis, the chemical process photosynthesis, takes place, may be shutting down because of the lack of nutrition.
Okay.
And remember, plants typically need 17 different mineral salts uptaken through their roots to put to the chloroplast to conduct photosynthesis. So if it's lacking a nutrient, maybe nitrogen or phosphorus, potassium or something else, depending on the species needs, and it's lacking one of those mineral salts, and that chloroplast will die. And when it dies, and if enough of them die in a leaf, then the leaf turns yellow and dies. It's thus the name chlorotic. It's chloroplast. You've lost the chloroplast inside the leaf. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. And just remember, plants are no different than we are. They need nutrition, they need water, and they need sunlight. And unless you're a vampire, then you don't need sunlight. So, okay? All right, Matt.
All right.
Have a good day.
Thank you very much.
Take care, and thanks for calling the show.
Yep.
When we come back, Dennis and Vandalia wants to talk about mulching around trees. Stand by. You're going to hear me go tirated on this one, because there's more people in Dayton, Ohio that are killing their trees because of improper practices of mulching. Do not turn your radio off, because vital information is about ready to be disseminated about how to keep your trees alive for decades beyond today here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When it comes to news, weather, and traffic, we're your station for Dayton and Springfield. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. You see me around the neighborhood and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm one out of every 5 children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me.
We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Right state lands a presidential debate. If it wasn't clear before, make no doubt about it. Ohio's going to decide who our next president will be. Continuing team coverage of the 2016 election is on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. The first thing you should do when you get in the car in the morning is turn us on. For weather and traffic every 6 minutes.
Neil Bortz.
The War on Terror. You Decide 2016. And much more on Miami Valley's Morning News with Larry Hanskin on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Fall.
Fall.
Flea.
Flea.
Fun.
Fun.
Fall Flea Fun.
Fall Flea Fun.
This weekend, bring your family to the flea markets of Caesar Creek.
And Wilmington.
And Treasure Isles.
And Monroe.
Enjoy indoor-outdoor shopping at specialty shops, jewelry, antiques, arts and crafts, fresh produce, clothing and collectibles.
Tools, toys, sporting goods, vintage and brand new merchandise, plus food and entertainment.
And admission is free.
Caesar Creek Flea Market.
And Treasure Isles Flea Market.
Where two fleas are better than one.
And now it's time to play What is the Oilery?
Isn't it a restaurant?
Incorrect.
Possibly a gas station?
No bueno.
What is that? Baseball? No, not the baseball. Football?
An olive oil store, but with many different kinds of infusions.
That's correct!
With over 25 Italian extra virgin olive oils and balsamic vinegars to sample, the Oilery is America's original olive oil bar store. Don't forget to ask about our Friends of Mona discount program. Stop in today. The Oilery at the Green.
Jeepers creepers, it's almost Halloween. And at Miami Valley Gaming, that's a good thing. Join us for our Jeepers Creepers Jeep giveaway on Saturday, October 24th. It's your chance to win one of two Jeep Renegades or $15,000 in cash. Jeepers Creepers, it's a frighteningly good time. Get ready to get lucky at Miami Valley Gaming, just off I-75 at exit 29. See player services for complete rules. Must be 21. Gambling problem in Ohio? Call the gambling hotline at 1-800-589-9966.
Engage with a call center team that thrives on solving problems together. Synchrony Financial is now hiring for call center positions in Dayton. Find out what makes us different. Apply today at synchronycareers.com. That's S-Y-N-C-H-R-O-N-Y careers.com. Or text SYF25 to 90206. Again, SYF25 to 90206 for more information.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Thanks, son. I've always wanted a bow tie.
Don't let this be you on your dad's birthday. Shop for your dad at the Hobby Shop for all things remote control and so much more.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Thanks for the remote control drone, son. This thing is so cool.
Yippee!
The Hobby Shop, locally owned just a quarter mile north of the Dayton Mall, across from Lowe's on 741. Call 436-6161 for directions. For all things remote control and so much more, the Hobby Shop.
Hi, Greg McAfee here from McAfee Heating and Air Conditioning Company. For our 25th anniversary this year, we are launching the You Can Count on Me scholarship program. If you or someone you know is a local high school senior who wants to further their education through college or trade school, has a can-do attitude, and can be counted on, then I invite you to apply. Find out more at youcancountonme.org. That's youcancountonme.org. I'm Greg McAfee, and you can count on this scholarship if we can count on you.
For 60 years, Ed Smith Flowers and Gifts, Dayton's downtown florist, is your place for hearty mums, fall flower arrangements, and mixed pots. With Sweet Estate this Saturday, go to edsmithflowers.com and order a flower arrangement. We'll deliver them too. Ed Smith Flowers and Gifts, 209 West Riverview, just west of White Island.
Stafford Jewelers thanks our local military for your sacrifice with a chance to win a pair of sensational diamond earrings valued at $899. To nominate your favorite military member or military family member, visit the contest page at WHIO.com.
Get the weather on demand and in the palm of your hand. The WHIO Weather App, tracking 24/7. Set your current location and get alerts wherever you go. Stream 7 Weather Now and track live Doppler 7 HD. Don't settle for a generic national app. Get the local content you deserve, catered specifically to you. From the Storm Center 7 team of local meteorologists, the WHIO Weather App, on your phone or tablet. Download it today.
Hi, everybody. It is 7:55. Let's check out the updated weather forecast from News Center 7.
Well, as we head throughout the morning hours, some frost is possible to start, but then more sunshine is expected, and that will help temperatures get up into the upper 40s to near 50. Overnight tonight, mostly clear skies. Overnight lows will be dropping into the upper 20s, so a cold start to your Sunday, but then once again with more sunshine, we'll climb up into the middle 50s Sunday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brett Coller on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7. 97WHIO.
A current scan of the new live Doppler HD7 radar shows clear blue skies, 32 degrees in Dayton, 33 in Springboro, 29 in Hamilton, on the station that you depend on for weather, traffic, and garden talk, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's head back to the telephone lines and let's go talk to Dennis. And Dennis has a great question. Dennis, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm well.
I'm going out to get some mulch today in my truck, and I remember one time you said to use a different type of mulch for trees, and I don't remember if you said pine bark mulch or whatever it was, but I want to make sure I get the right stuff.
Well, you know, mulching is a good thing for trees. You know, it has been for a very long time. The criteria for proper mulching begins with, one, using a mulch that has a carbon to nitrogen ratio of somewhere between 25 to 30 to 1. And why that's important is that if you have mulches that are really low in pH and that are really finely ground, they tie up elemental nitrogen in the soil and they also screw up decomposition. So you want your mulches to be coarse. You want them, the average size of the particle, to be no smaller than about an eighth of an inch to a quarter of an inch, okay? And you typically want to have it from a material that's decomposable, meaning hard bark, hard wood. Additionally, it should be composted for a minimum of 9 months or more. And the other part is that you do not, and I will say this till the day I die, you do not want to put it close to the trunk of the tree. For a long time, we said no closer than 4 inches. I have revised that, and I'm saying 8 to 12 inches. Because folks who put mulch up against the trunks of their trees will kill their trees related to what they call stem girdling roots that form next to those tree trunks.
Yes, I've been putting it about 2 or 3 inches. So
back it off some more. Yeah, back it off. You know, and the general recommendation, that zone that's underneath the tree, somewhere right around 4 inches, it can be up to 4 inches, and it's adequate. And what I would recommend as you mulch, it apply lots of water. Because one thing that these mulches typically do is they have a lot of good, you want to use bulk mulches, you don't want to use bag mulches. And if you water that mulch in aggressively as you apply it, you will also lock in all the beneficial microorganisms that are in that mulch that will help feed the tree. And additionally, your tree will enjoy the big drink of water that you've given it. And sir, thank you so much for calling the show, and have a great day. Well, folks, that'll wrap it up for hour number two. Do not let your gardening hearts go to trouble, because hour number one, this is about 4 minutes away. Here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Don't forget to check out my company website at www.weberlandscaping.com. And more gardening advice is just 4 minutes away here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.